It was about this time last fall that I bought my first gun, ever. Now, before you jump to conclusions, let me explain. No, I'm not a convert to the Tea Party's take on the Second Amendment. I haven't recently experienced threats to the security of my home and loved ones, nor do I plan to rise up against a dictatorial government. No, the reason was squirrels. Over the years, I'd grown tired of my futile attempts to protect my bird feeder from these voracious and incredibly resourceful rodents. I'd tried shields, self-closing feeders, have-a-heart traps, even rodent deterrent sprays, but nothing worked. Please believe me when I say I did not want to kill any squirrel, or anything else for that matter. I just wanted to discourage them. I'd already tried slingshots, but my aim was inadequate to actually hit anything. I intended to find, if I could, a non-lethal sort of firearm, a BB gun, I thought. So one day I stopped in at one of those huge sporting goods box stores. I knew nothing about purchasing firearms, so this was a purely fact-finding trip. I wanted to find out what was involved in purchasing a gun and what kinds were available. I certainly didn't think I'd just be able to walk in and buy one. I had assumed that I would need to get some type of license to purchase any kind of gun, and that, in fact, it would likely involve a background check and probably a waiting period. So I was somewhat nonplussed to find out that there is no license, background check, or waiting period required for purchasing an air rifle. A second surprise came when I approached the huge floor-to-ceiling display of these rifles. They were graded by velocity, which ranged from 350 to 1,200 feet a second. They were also graded by the size of the varmint, as the boxes labeled them, that the rifle would take out, again their term. On each box was a silhouette of the intended animal target. These ranged from squirrels and rodents, to woodchucks and raccoons, to beavers and foxes, and finally, bobcats and coyotes. Bobcats and coyotes? Wouldn't an air rifle capable of taking out a bobcat or a coyote also be capable of taking out a human being? And this is a gun that requires no license, background checks, or waiting periods? In the end, with increased misgivings, I settled on the least powerful of all the items available. It was marked entry level and bore no images of creatures it was designed to kill. It was, to be specific, a Marlin Cowboy lever-action 177 caliber BB rifle with a wood stock and a metal barrel, adjustable rear sight, and a velocity of up to 350 feet per second. Total cost, $39.99 plus $3.95 for 1,500 BBs. It looked exactly like the Red Ryder air rifle that Ralphie longs for in A Christmas Story, and like that one, carried the warning that it may cause serious injury, particularly to the eye. I brought the gun home, not sure that when push came to shove I would actually be able to aim it at anything and pull the trigger. As it happens, I've so far managed to dodge that bullet, so to speak. For some reason, about which I can't even speculate, no squirrel has molested my bird feeder since I brought the gun into the house a year ago. Why? Who knows? Perhaps word got around. In any case, it sits in the back of the highest shelf in my office, unloaded, unused, and out of sight, if not quite out of mind.